Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night we got Bears and Seahawks. And I don't have a favorite NFL team. I don't even know why. Because it's not like I didn't grow up watching the NFL or caring about the NFL. I just never developed fandom. I always enjoyed the sport, but I never had a favorite team, which kind of makes it like not as fun as it could be, because baseball season, not this season so much, but baseball season can be fun for me because I'm emotionally invested. Like, I have a favorite team. I know all their players. I watch all their games. I care about the results. And I don't have that in the NFL. I have it in the NBA because of the Grizzlies. You want the local franchise to do well. Mm-hmm. I've got it with Major League Baseball, but I do not have it when it comes. I got it with college football because you like to see the Tigers do well. Certain like SEC schools I enjoy watching do well. The Mississippi schools, both of them, because I'm not a fan of either. I don't root against one. I like to see them both do well. When Ole Miss and Mississippi State were both ranked in the top two, I guess, in the AP poll several years back, like, I thought that was a cool thing for the state of Mississippi, even if Ole Miss fans don't want Mississippi State to do well. Mississippi State fans generally do not want Mississippi State to do well. Or Mississippi State fans don't want Ole Miss to do well. I don't have that because I don't love either school. I just like seeing good things for schools in Mississippi. So in college football, I've got things that I like to root for. In college basketball, I've got things I like to root for. Major League Baseball, the NBA, most of the mainstream sports. But when it comes to the NFL, I just don't. And so what I found myself doing over the years is rooting for things or people. Like, I liked Peyton Manning, so I rooted for the Colts. On some level, not like, put the jersey on and plan my day around Colts games. But if the Colts are on TV and Peyton Manning's playing quarterback, I'd rather watch them win than lose. Then he goes to Denver, and now I'd rather watch Denver win than lose. Brett Favre, I enjoyed watching Brett Favre succeed. So he's in Green Bay. I want to watch Brett Favre win. I want the Packers to win. He goes to the Packers' rival. Now I'm rooting against the Packers because I'm rooting for Brett Favre. And that's basically the way I approach the NFL. Take gambling out of it. I root for people that I like to see win. A few years ago, I wanted the Browns to win because I wanted Johnny Manziel to succeed. And I say all that to say Anthony Miller is now in that category. His story is well documented. He's from here. Walk on at the University of Memphis, becomes an unbelievable college football player, gets drafted very high in the 2018 NFL draft, and then makes a big enough impact in offseason workouts and preseason workouts that it had been known for some time that, no, he wasn't going to be quote-unquote a starter, but he was going to be a target for them. He was going to get opportunities very early in his pro career. And last night in week two, he goes ahead and gets his first career touchdown. It was the type of play you've seen him make a million times at the University of Memphis, at the Liberty Bowl against SMU or Tulane or whomever they might be playing. But this time it was in Soldier Field on Monday Night Football against the Seahawks. And it was an important touchdown because, the game ends up being 24-17. I think technically speaking, Anthony Miller ended up scoring what amounted to the game-winning touchdown last night, or at least the one that put the game basically out of reach. And so it was a big, big moment. It obviously started trending in Memphis. And then afterwards, he explained what that moment meant in an on-field interview and also explained why he did the Block Boy JB dance.
Lauren Screeden here with Anthony Miller. First career touchdown. Run me through that play.
I've been waiting on that play to be I have been waiting on that play to be called for a minute. And, I'm just grateful that Coach gave me the chance to run that corner.
Run me through the inspiration of that dance you did afterwards.
That's a Memphis dance. It's created by Block Boy JB. He from Memphis. And, That one was for the city. You know what I mean?
And so just a terrific post-game interview on the field. I don't know how it played in Chicago, but it was very Memphis, and I know it played well in Memphis because I was talking to Jeff about this morning. I imagine it's true. I couldn't say for sure, but I imagine it's true of basically any city. You know, people take real pride in where they live for the most part. Certainly, you know, take pride, you know, in where they grew up for the most part. And you love your city and you get frustrated when others talk down about it. And when it comes to Memphis, like, we do get that a lot. You know, people talk about crime, people talk about poverty. You can probably go on Facebook and find some racist calling it Memfrica. You run into that a lot. It's why I never, this is where Eric and I sort of disagree. You know, Eric travels a lot, like I travel a lot, and he'll go to Cleveland or Milwaukee or wherever, one of the places that's not Miami or LA or New York, and he'll, you know, say how much he hates it, how boring it is, how there's nothing to do. And I never do that with another city because that's what people do about Memphis. You know, I work with enough former NBA players, know enough former NBA players where they're respectful, but if you're asking them to be honest with you, they say, yeah, Memphis is where you check into the West End and you catch up on Netflix. Miami's where you get out. New York's where you get out. LA's where you get out. Memphis is, all right, we'll just order room service tonight. Like, it's not one of the most desirable road games for NBA players. They look forward to going to certain cities. They don't care that much about coming to Memphis. And so I don't ever talk badly about other cities. Like, oh, this city sucks. Because what I found over the years is that if you got a nice hotel, some nice restaurants, some nice bars, like in a nice airport, that's really all I need. I'd have a good time anywhere.
Right.
You can put me in Cleveland, Milwaukee, Memphis, doesn't matter to me. If you got those things, I'll figure out how to have a good time. And so I never talk badly about other cities because I know how badly it frustrates Memphians when people from outside of here talk badly or do not appreciate Memphis. But the other side of that is how much Memphians love when people love Memphis, when people take pride in Memphis. And for Anthony Miller to take a moment, I don't even know that it was intentional. Like, that's just really who he is. But for him to take a moment on that stage, Monday Night Football, to first celebrate his first career professional touchdown with a dance that is directly tied to Memphis. Like he said, that's a Memphis dance. And then to shout out Memphis, you know, in the postgame interview, obviously went over really well in Memphis. And I think it showed, if nothing else, a glimpse into who he is. We always hear people talk about, you know, don't forget where you came from. And I don't even really know what that means exactly. Like, if you leave, you know, where you came from, somehow you're bailing on where you came from. Sometimes you just move to move. But he seems very much like the type of person, like, if you subscribe to that, don't forget where you came from. He seems very much like the type of person who is not going to forget where he came from. He didn't just go to college in Memphis like Chris Douglas Roberts went to college in Memphis or Derrick Rose went to college in Memphis. He grew up here. He went to high school here. He went to college here. And he seems like he's going to rep Memphis in Chicago every chance that he gets. And so I just thought it was an awesome, awesome way to spend Monday night. If you are like me, somebody who is from here and likes to see people who are from here flourish. Like, I root for any of them, campaign, anybody from here who makes it in any sort of profession that is public, music, whether it's rock, rap, whatever, in athletics, sports, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. Like, I pay attention. You know, when Cody Reed, who's technically from Mississippi, but DeSoto County, like, when he pitches, I want to know how he's doing. I want him to do well because he's from here. I like watching people from here do well. And so when you get an opportunity last night to watch somebody from here do well, to, like, actually realize a dream. All of us grow up, any of us that play sports, no matter the sport, you have dreams. They're mostly unrealistic for us, for 99.9% of us, but it doesn't mean you don't have them. You know, I was never going to be a professional baseball player. I'm sure everybody around me knew that well before I did, but you still dream about what it would be like to be in a World Series, what it would be like to you know, if you're a basketball player, you know, have the ball in your hands, the NBA Finals, shot clock off, tie game. And if you're a football player, I imagine one of your dreams is Monday Night Football and scoring a touchdown on Monday Night Football. And for him to have already realized that dream just two games into his NFL career, it was pretty awesome stuff. So I had a blast last night watching that game, along with the Emmys. I had them both on. But I don't care about the Bears in general. I don't care about the Seahawks in general. But watching Anthony Miller have that moment was a pretty cool deal. And again, even though I don't care about the Bears, I'll watch them more often than I otherwise would this season and every season going forward, because I find it really cool to watch Anthony, whose story should be something that parents and coaches are telling their kids. You know, like, hey, don't, when somebody tells you you can't do it, maybe you can't, but I bet you Anthony Miller heard that a whole bunch throughout high school, throughout college, and probably even going into the NFL draft, and yet 2 weeks into his professional career, touchdown on Monday Night Football in a win over a Seattle franchise that isn't what it was a few years ago, but just a few years ago was, you know, Super Bowl, you know, type stuff. And so just an awesome Monday night, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.